Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I am so thrilled to have, one of our hosts joining me here today. Really important conversation, Laura Goldstein. I thought about this topic and I was looking at it last night and I was kind of getting ready and I thought, what if I'd have known her when I was in the middle of this? What if I could have a conversation with Laura, like the one we're going to have today, which is all about understanding energetic root causes behind health issues, life struggles, and stagnant business revenue. I couldn't even say that. Oopsie on that. But this is what we're going to talk about today, because many people have been talking about an energy shift, a change. But what is it that we need to know? And if you're sitting there and you're thinking, what is this so important to us? Why is this so important? Then you'd understand that Laura began her own journey, quest from physical health. Same thing I went through, this dreaded brain fog, right? Anxiety and mystery. For a long time, when you experience this stuff, and then on top of that, you're in the middle of what the heck is my life about? What is it about? What's my purpose? What am I going to do? Why am I here? All of that. See, that's very different than the way Deepak Chopra says it, right? Because Deepak says, why are we here? What is our purpose? No, that is not the way I experience it, Deepak. And many people don't experience it that way. But in the end, those questions are really important. If you looked at the history and the background of Laura, and that's what you're going to hear about today, and you look at how people that go through these kinds of struggles decide on a life path that is of service to others, to help others understand, to really shorten the curve, right? Between here's where you are and here's where you can be, you have to have the experience that she's had. You know, whether you know her as an intuitive consulting business coach, whether you know her as, you know, coffee with the universe, whether you know her as that person that helps other people understand what is going on in here and gets to it by a whole range of talents. That's Laura Goldstein. That's why today's show, to me, is if we don't get this, if we do not get this, we will stay in the pit of suffering. Laura, it's great to have you. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Okay. So, you know, you're walking along and then all of a sudden, bam, mystery, my body's breaking down, bam. It's just like that, right? Of course it isn't, but it seems like that. You know, this topic and the work you do to help people understand this, what is it about this that's deeply embedded in your own journey and story?
There are two facets. There was one from a professional level, and then there was one from the personal level. So for the personal level, I was experiencing a lot of health issues, brain fog. I had ovarian cysts, and I had all these things going on. And conventional medicine is like, oh, here, just take these pills and it will be better. But I felt like crap. I knew that there were certain things that just didn't feel right. Not only with my health, but with my career and my life's journey, my purpose. And I was trying to find a way to make the connections, you know, what is out of alignment? you know, what is the root cause of, you know, PCOS and what I was experiencing. And at the same time, I was working with teenagers in traditional psychotherapy who were having these audio and visual hallucinations. So a lot of people were scared of them because they're like, oh, it's schizophrenia. But I don't know, it just kind of intrigued me why they were, you know, manifesting their pain in this way. And if you know anything about teenagers, they come to therapy, they put their hoodie up, they sit with their arms crossed because, you know, mom and dad made them come and they're not talking, you know. So out of like a desperate attempt to figure out what was going on with these kids, I started bringing in my tarot and oracle cards, and I would bring crystals. And I was just dabbling in that at that time. It wasn't like my professional career, but I was like, what will get these kids to talk? So when I started laying out the cards and just saying what I was getting, like the energy of what was going on, even in that moment, they were like, oh, how did you know that?
Yeah.
Or they'd be like, well, that's not quite right, but it's this. And it got them to start talking. And what I realized is that by using these tools, I wasn't listening to their words or their parents' words about what was wrong. I was reading the internal energy that they were giving me. And I could get down to what was really going on with them a lot quicker than just like the old conventional method. So I'm like, wait a second, if this is working on these kids, this is going to work on me too. So then I was like, okay, I started dabbling in the Akashic records and, you know, reading for myself and what is this, you know, pain that I'm having connected to. And then it was like the chakra system, what chakra is this manifesting in? And so it's kind of like, it was just like this enmeshment of these things that I was doing professionally and personally that things just started to click like, oh, this makes sense. Now I know why I have polycystic ovaries. That's a second chakra issue. And you know what? I don't ever want to have kids. And to me, there was something wrong with that, you know, second chakra, sexuality, femininity, you know, why am I broken in that way? You know, my first marriage didn't work out very well because he wanted kids and I didn't. What's wrong with me? I'm broken. I'm damaged. Huh? Now I have ovaries on my cyst, so I really can't have kids. And it was like, oh, it all made sense. And it gave me this foundation, this blueprint to follow to start that healing journey. How can I love myself anyway and be okay with not wanting kids? What did I need to do? So it was just like a totally enlightening experience for me.
I love that. I love that you shared that. And I love that, you know, the way you piece that together for everybody, because all of those are in the gifts now that you use with other people.
Correct.
In the way to move people off. But you know what I was really most struck by in that is you and I have this in common. You know, somehow I work with teens. Somehow we do that. And if anybody ever has that experience of doing, I do volunteer work. Anybody ever has experience of doing volunteer work? The minute that you get a reaction like the one you got, it's almost like that phrase out of that movie Avatar. Remember Avatar, where they're like looking at each other saying, I see you. Hello. Those three words, how many people don't get seen? And what you described is you saw them at a multidimensional level, right? Because in our training, what are we taught to do? Now, Laura, let me just tell you what I heard you say, right? This is what's how we're trained.
Yes.
Let me tell you what I heard you say, Laura. See, what I heard you say, no, it doesn't get to the soul. But what I love about this is it's not like a light bulb went on and you said, oh, now I know I'm doing energy work, right? There was an evolution in this, wasn't there?
There was. I didn't even realize what I was doing was energy work at first. It really didn't click until I started doing some formal training with like the Akashic records and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I'm reading energy, and come to find out that that is just something that comes naturally to me, which made sense, which is why I could read it so easily and understand it. But yeah, I had no idea that that's really what I was doing. I was just trying to get these teenagers to talk and to figure out like why the heck I felt so bad. And, you know, my ovaries were a train wreck.
And you know, part of this too, I'm nodding up and down and I'm kind of smiling. I'm not smiling that your ovaries were a train wreck, but I love the absolute wisdom that the body has. And if more of us would learn to pay attention to it, because for me, I knew after X amount of years like you of studying, I knew at my core that what I thought I wanted to do and become as a very high paid consultant for one of the top consulting firms, going in as a change management expert was such a phony baloney thing. That the money and the bank account would have said, take that job, travel the world, right? It's like a commercial, get paid a lot of money and go feed people and organization a whole lot of smarts that you learned theoretically that you know is not true. And then I started the show. And then I got sick. So isn't it interesting that a benefit of the body communicating is to get us on the track we're meant to be? What do you think of that?
I believe it's true, especially like with unexplained anxiety for people that have like, I feel anxious all the time and I don't know why. And, you know, I'm taking meds and they're not working. And it's like, to me, that's like, ding, ding, ding. What in your life is not working for you that you keep ignoring, or maybe you really aren't connecting the dots, but your body is like your last resort. It is very dense. But when you aren't paying attention to maybe what's going on in your head, what your soul is calling you to do, your body's like, wake up, sucka, you know?
No,
you're not listening. So here's some anxiety. Here's some unexplained pain. Here, take this. I mean, literally, that's what it does.
I so love this because we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the different ways information becomes stuck. I was so looking forward to this because people ask me, Pat, you know, what is the number one thing that your listeners want you to do more of? And when I went out and asked them, right? Not just me. I asked them for all of you. What do they want to hear from all of you? But I was shocked at what they told me because I thought at the time, was anybody really listening? I want to tell you what that is when we come back, because those things we call into play, are they really there to protect us? That's what we're going to talk about. And what are the different levels they show up as? Brain fog. I couldn't do an interview with Deloitte. I would have been trying to go through the interview and like staring. You want to repeat that question for me again?
I've had my head on the table at 3 p.m. like, I need to go to bed.
Oh my God. But I tried. I dressed up for it. I got ready to go. I even put on heels. Oh my God. When we come back, we're going to talk about the energy of things. What is it that becomes stuck? What becomes stagnant? And what happens if the energy right now is not going to allow that to happen? And then Laura's going to tell you about what she does, her show, and how she helps people with all of the things we talked about. Let's take a short break, Betty. We'll be right back, everybody. Laura Goldstein.
Know your own divine magic and extend peace and love to all with Reiki Master and author Brett Bevel. Brett offers empowering solutions with energy healing modalities, magical awakening, and psychic Reiki. Brett's latest book, Healing Racism Within, A Lightworker's Guide, draws on his own journey of growing up in a racist community and healing childhood trauma. For more on the most cutting-edge energy healing techniques, visit brettbevel.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBetton.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Are you curious about who the Holy Spirit is, or whether or not the Holy Spirit is real, and even more so, how to connect with an invisible God on a deeper level? Join me, Dr. Lisa Kohut, on Making the Holy Spirit Famous every second and fourth Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Central Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to begin that relationship, to begin to deepen your relationship with the Holy Spirit. To work with me, go to HolySpiritCoach.com. See you soon.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Understand energetic root causes behind health issues, life struggles, and stagnant business revenue with Laura Goldstein, my very special guest. Also, the host of her own show, which she's going to tell you about now, and the many ways you can connect with her and work with her directly. Laura, what is the best way for people to find you?
Right now, it's just to go to my website, which is lauragoldstein.com, my first and last name. Best way at the moment.
It's good.
It's always changing. So I'm like,
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I'll just finish up the question here. What people ask me to do, right, when I always ask them, what do you want more of? What do you want to see? Across the board with our audience, the people that have been with me the longest or that have heard me talk about it recently, they say crust busting. You have got to bring the crust busting show back. Because this was not the Dr. Pat show. This was crust busting your way to an awesome life. Benny and I would get on here and we talk about stuff. He would hit us with a jackhammer. I mean, I would pull cards. It was just so much of that because I was the queen of stuck. And the only way I could describe it to my friends was, I got to tell you, I'm so crusted over, I can't even get off the couch. And that's what we're talking about now, because there's an energy of being stuck. For me, I didn't know any of this 20 years ago. Come on. I mean, that was the best I could do, was crust busting and using the crust of the earth as a metaphor. That was the best I could do. But I've learned a lot since. And one of the things that I would love for you to talk about is what you've learned in these energetic, you know, stuck spots, the energy that might keep us stuck, the energy that might keep us running in place. You ever do that? Yeah. You don't do that unless you're an athlete and like that's an exercise. But what are some of the things that you've learned about what keeps us stuck? Linda's word, floundering.
You know, the number one reason why I find people get stuck and stagnant, and I actually like your crust busting, because it's everybody's like, oh, get rid of your blocks, you're stuck. You know, I feel like it's just kind of like vomited where people are like, yeah, I have blocks. But the number one reason that I found people get to that place of crustiness is through making choices that don't really align to who they are, that align more to a sense of obligation, wanting to meet somebody else's expectations so that they feel validated, to look a certain way, to be seen as a certain way. So really, it's about what choices am I making here that isn't congruent to who I really am and who I really want to be. And sometimes it's just in the case of absorbing familial belief systems or values that are no longer congruent to you. And I kind of associate that with my whole train wreck ovary thing and this belief about kids, because I remember, you know, my parents were much older. So their generation is you get married and you have babies.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like 2 hours after I was married that people are like, oh, when are you going to have babies? And people would ask me that. And like, I would cringe. And while my parents didn't really force it, they would ask about grandchildren. And there was just like this expectation. So there are these values that I was kind of expected to adhere to from family, but also from society. This is what women do. You know, women have babies. You know, fortunately, you know, we have careers too. And we have more choice than ever now. But that was kind of like back then. I mean, I'm, you know, 1 year shy of 50 years old. So it's like back then, that was the societal expectation. So a lot of times we get stuck because we take on and hold on to these beliefs and values and what we should be doing. And it doesn't even really feel right for us.
Yeah, it really feels off. And there's a consequence
mm-hmm.
when things are off, right? I mean, that's
Absolutely.
What we're talking about today. The body's reaction to what we have going on inside is one way to do it.
Right. And it manifests as mm-hmm. like that anxiety, that tension.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was like always in my gut. And I was like, if I don't figure this out, like I swear I was going to end up with like stomach cancer or something. Cause I'm like, my gut is constantly like churning and speaking. I'm like, what are you saying? What does this mean? I have to figure it out. And that's what happens is we hold that stress and tension and anxiety in our body. And then pretty soon it's there long enough that it starts to manifest as disease.
And, you know, talk a minute about, because you and I deal with the world of emotions a lot, especially when we're working with people. And, you know, we get to see a lot of this through the eyes of other people. And if the light bulb goes on, we start to reflect on ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we start to become our own client, in a sense. And this emotional level of stagnation and the tension that you just talked about, sometimes it's quickly, sometimes it's slowly to morph, as we say, into illness. Sometimes it seems overnight. In my case, it seemed March 31st of 2004, I was healthy as an ox. April 1st, by the end of April 1st of 2004, I could hardly walk. But I know that it didn't happen overnight, but I know that now.
Mm-hmm.
What have we discovered about the emotional stagnation of things? Because that's a level we have not talked about a lot in the history. First of all, in the history of coaching, in the history of psychology, right? What does that look like?
Well, emotions essentially are energies. You know, everything is energy. I mean, we are the table, it's all molecules and particles and it's all energy. And same goes with emotions. But as divine beings and human beings, we're meant to experience emotions. It's going to happen. We can't just like never experience that. It's not going to work. But what we have learned to do as human beings is we feel something. And instead of allowing that energy to flow through the body and allow it to just work its course, we're like, oh, I can't feel that way. That's bad. And we like suppress it and we stuff it. And we have this internal trash can that is technically supposed to be empty, but we are stuffing it with these emotions that make us uncomfortable. And pretty soon it's like we are so clogged and congested with everything that we're stuffing and suppressing and, oh, if it comes up and, oh, let me shove it back down, that it creates blockages like in our chakra system, or if you want to look at it like from Chinese medicine perspective, our meridians, our qi, whatever you want to call it. It's just, you know, that hoarding of feelings rather than allowing yourself to express and letting them go. I don't know how to explain it any differently.
I totally get it. You know, I was so excited. I moved into a new place right in the middle of last year, of course. It was out of necessity. I got two new knees replaced and had to move. And the anxiety of that came from the fact that I did not trust the universe to provide. That I found myself in the middle of the only way you can find anything is online. And if you have nothing better to do during your day with the little app in front of you, right? That like, bing, go see the place. Go, bing. If that's your life, then you get there. I never could get to anywhere on time. I couldn't get there. But what I realized is I had lost trust. I had lost trust that the fact that this was being orchestrated for a reason that I didn't even know about. And talk about the relationship between anxiety and trusting. And what I mean by that is there are some things we control, Laura, and there are some things we don't. And we sometimes will put 80% of our energy in the things we cannot control.
Which creates anxiety.
I got anxious just thinking about it. Now, when I shifted from absolute panic, because I had a deadline, middle of double knee surgery, knee replacement, by the way, middle of that, what happened, you cannot explain to people. People call it coincidence. People call it whatever it is. But I wonder if I would have been open, if I would have been so pent up and tight and afraid and scared. And I'm telling you, I was ready to get like a truck and pack everything up and move back to New Jersey because it wasn't turning out. And the anxiety of that, and I don't think I was alone, but you know what? I'll tell you what, I have a few tools. And thank God I got a few tools. Because you have coffee with the universe, and I had to have a couple cups of coffee with the universe. Honestly, when I did that, one of our hosts, Susan, she's like, "Are you still looking for an apartment? I heard you like say you're looking for a home or you're looking for something. I don't know, did you mention it on air or something?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Okay, let me think about that." A week later, the people living here called her. They broke up. I moved. I doubled my square footage. I have a beautiful backyard. I have a place that could have accommodated working myself and staff members out of it if we needed to. So talk about what happens when we release that pent up emotion, that sense of anxiety. What was that like for you in your life when you let go of it?
It was scary because I am a control freak by nature. I think I was born a control freak with my color coded pens and my sticky notes. It's hard to let go. It's taken a lot of work, and I still find myself having to remind myself that I cannot control the situation and let go. But when you try to control, I equate it to swimming against the current. It's really hard. You don't get very far. You're exhausted and depleted. But if you can let go and be okay with reality, because you know what, reality is going to happen. The world is going to keep on doing its thing, no matter whether you're here or not. If you can let go and be okay with reality and just open the door, it's like swimming with the current. Mm-hmm. And that's when you find, you know, some ease and flow, when you can find answers, because too, we do hold the answers within, if we're struggling with something, we know that. But if we're so busy trying to manipulate things, well, how can I do this? And how can I make sure that she still loves me or he still loves me? And I want that promotion, but that, you know, my colleague, and how can I maybe, you know, outshine that person? Well, we're so busy doing that, we're not really hearing ourselves. And it's almost like we have to let that go and just trust that things will work out as they're meant to work out. Even if we're experiencing hardship, sometimes we do have to experience some hardship to, you know, get to the other side or to learn something. So there's even value in that. But if we can just say, okay, I'm going to trust that this is going to work out the way it needs to, and be open instead of closing ourselves off, that's when opportunities, you know, come our way. Because yeah. We're open to them. You know, they can't come to us. You can't have visitors if you keep your door shut and locked, you know?
Yeah.
So we just need to open ourselves up and just say, you know, hey, all right, I'm ready to receive whatever it is that, you know, is next for me or whatever.
I have to tell you, the visual I got when you were talking, okay, I got to tell on myself. I was coming to the end of a 14-year relation. Here's a visual I got. You know, my partner, my ex-partner, very soft-spoken. Now, imagine a soft-spoken person or any person trying to speak to me, and I've got my headphones on blasting Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. Now that I did on purpose, but so much in our lives, right? We do it and we really do want to hear what's being said. Right. We have to know when to take it out. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with Laura Goldstein. But here's the thing. Where does all this go? What is understanding this going to help us to get to our end game? What is it that helps us? And especially if you're an entrepreneur and you're listening to this and you're thinking to yourself, I don't know that that has anything to do with my business. We're going to ask you to think again.
Yes.
It has everything to do with your business. Every minute of doubt, questioning, fear, all of it. And when we come back, that's what Laura's going to take us through. How this affects everything, even when you got your work face on and you think it's not, and you go into your business and then you have a meltdown. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to shadesofspirit.com and also follow us on transformationtalkradio.com.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become. This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Laura Goldstein is in the house. Laura, how do people find out about you, about the show, about everything? And then we're going to really take this on. We're going to take on the conversation that says, hello, like if this is going on with you, it's really affecting everything in your life. Like if you're an entrepreneur right now, you're going to want to listen. But how do people find out about you?
Head on over to my website is the best place, lauragoldstein.com.
This is important for a lot of reasons. One, people have really questioned their life's path, their sanity when it comes to their businesses as entrepreneurs and when it comes to their jobs as career people. You know, millions of people did not go back to their jobs, did not. And why? What happened? What cracked everybody open? And for somebody like me, I got cracked open in a different way. But the energy that's all in there, the doubt, the fear, the hesitation, the questioning, the influence of our external environment, and the baggage that we take with us. So help us get through all of that.
Your business. So I have a really hard time marketing myself because I am a reader of energy. And it doesn't matter whether it's like for health reasons. It doesn't matter if it's like soul purpose. It doesn't matter if it's your business. It's still energy. So this creates a bit of a marketing conundrum. But our work in the world is an extension of who we are. And there are people who can go to a job day in and day out, and it's just for them to make money. And they're just like, ah, yeah, it's just my job. But I found for highly conscious people and creatives, our work is very important to us. It's an extension of ourselves. And specifically for those of us that are entrepreneurial, where we have our own business, our business is a creation of who we are in our energy. So when I work with entrepreneurs, what tends to happen is just like we make, you know, we were talking about misaligned choices being like the number one reason why we get crusted over and stuck and stagnant. The same thing happens with our business because we start using tools and systems that the experts say we should use, or, oh, we need to have this kind of marketing funnel, or, oh, here's your, you know, your template to write all of your blogs and just follow this. And we start taking on what other people say works because it worked for them. But, you know, we're different people, different energies. And a lot of times entrepreneurs will find their income like has plateaued. They're like, oh, but I just implemented this new sales strategy and da da da, and I'm still at this income level. Or sometimes the revenue drops. Mm-hmm. It's like something's going wonky. And it's usually because, again, reading the energy, what is it that they're doing in their business that isn't congruent to who they are and that needs adjustment? And, you know, when we go in, when we work for somebody, it's a little bit different. It tends to manifest more at the personal level because we don't have control of the business. But, you know, especially for entrepreneurs, understanding the energy as to what's going on saves a buttload of time and money when you're trying to troubleshoot like revenue woes. You know, it gets underneath everything. And instead of just like, oh, it must be my marketing, I'm going to go and hire a marketing expert or a coach. It's like, well, we don't even know if that's really the problem. So understanding the energetic anatomy of the business, it makes a huge difference in terms of how you can proceed to remedy what's not working.
You know, and this is really the key, because if we could nail that early, you know, if we can get a sign of it early, and this is, I think, what happens a lot of times. Tell me if you've worked with people like this or experience it. You know, you run into what I call a hiccup, because I get way more signs that I am directly on the path I need to be at, especially this year, then I get hiccups that I'm not. But we get a hiccup and it's as if we forget everything else that's pointing us into our life's path, and we get this one thing and we ruminate over it. And it's a one thing. And it turns out to go from a flea to a Ginus Tyrannosaurus Rex creature. And we don't even know what the issue was originally. And if that happens to you as an entrepreneur, call Laura Goldstein. Because you have to get insight so that you can get it early, right? Aren't we all human? Don't we all go through doubts? But I love what you said. You know, experts want to tell you what's best for you. And half of them, when you interview them, they don't even know you.
Right.
They don't know you.
Right.
You know, example, I got a bunch of people probably cringing that this dog was in the first part of the show on the chair right now.
I wasn't cringing. He's kind of cute.
He's very cute. But the true story, when I've gotten into a tough time all this past year, I would talk to it. And when you talk to it, it rolls over, it moves, and it laughs. But here's what I found fascinating to me. If I asked a question that was a no, it wouldn't move. I can't explain this. I didn't touch it. But if I asked something that was dead, so I wanted to do like short vignettes of this. I'm not kidding. It's so much my personality. It really is. Mm-hmm. It is so part of me at my core. Of course, I'm all these other things, but I have a childlike spirit. I talked to a cat for 4 years finishing my dissertation, and I got some of the best advice on the planet. So let's have you talk for a minute about, no, I'm not kidding. I had this little cat that wasn't even my cat, but she would come in every day and hang out with me while I was finishing this up. And she would prop herself. I had a corner cabinet with, you know, back in the day, corner cabinet with the computer, right? Big window. Felicia would jump right up there and I'd be talking to her. And I'd say, should we use the variable? Should we use trust as a moderator or a mediator in this variable? What should we do? The cat would go from a sleeping position to poke its head up and its eyes wide open, I'd say that's a yes. So it doesn't matter.
They read your energy.
Exactly. Because that's my point. Exactly.
And they're more intuitive because they don't have the ego to get in the way. So they catch on really quick. It's just us, you know, darn humans with the ego that where things go all haywire. But
we have to connect. Talk to us about connecting, clearing karmic patterns. Really putting this all together, because so often we will leave out a part of our life. We'll say, I'm doing it over here, but my business, I don't need to pay attention to it. Or more importantly, this has been my problem. I'm doing it over here for my business, but my personal life, I can't cuss on air, but that was the kind of show that you just didn't want to see. How do you pull it all together to help people? Tell us about that.
Well, the foundation of my readings is first to figure out what's not working and why. We don't often make connections. Like, we often don't associate a health issue with a relationship issue or a business issue with a partnership issue. I mean, I see this a lot. We get into, you know, partnerships with other coaches, with advisors, with other people. And while they're very lovely people, they're not an energetic match. And because they're so nice and they're great at what they do, people don't make the connection. So the first thing is understanding what isn't working and what is connected. And then the second thing is to figure out, hey, is this something that I've created here in my present life? Because if it is, I can certainly make adjustments because I'm here in this life and I have the ability to fix it. But then we also have baggage that we drag with us from previous lifetimes. It's usually unresolved issues. And that it's like we're still trying to work it out. And I feel like the universe has a good sense of humor, because our karmic patterns are like, okay, you made this mistake, didn't figure it out in this lifetime. Oh, still haven't figured out. Okay, let's put you back. Let's see if you can get it now in round two. And they're like, nope, still didn't get it. Okay, let's give you another and see if you can work it out. So a lot of times
when that happens.
Yeah. So a lot of my work too is figuring out, okay, what is in this life that I can make, you know, amends to today. And what am I just dragging that I just need to kind of release and clear that energy, to be aware of it and say, oh, this makes sense because I'm still doing it today. Okay, great. I now have the ability to make different choices and to actually make changes in my life. So it's really an uncovering, a digging up process. And looking at what's happening, where it's happening. Is it in my chakra system? Is it just like a chakra imbalance? Is it through choice? Is it this belief pattern that I'm buying into that no longer works for me? Is it a relationship I'm into? Is it a marketing system that I thought was awesome sauce? And do we even use that in awesome sauce?
Yeah, that's like that's a TV thing too. That's good.
So, you know, maybe I bought into this and that's not working for me, or maybe I'm scheduling my day in a way that I thought I should be scheduling my day, but it's constraining me. Once we understand what's not working, and it's we can fix it. You know, we can do what needs to be done.
Yeah. I mean, I love that we started to talk earlier when we started to talk about this. You know, we started to talk about the relationship between what's on the inside and what's on the outside. I mean, that is one of the greatest takeaways that I've discovered, you know, in my healing journey. And if people could just be willing to explore that, I'm not even saying you have to do it. I'm saying, are you willing to explore it? Are you willing to step back for a minute and just see, are you really a procrastinator by nature? Is that just who you are? Are you really someone that waits to the last minute? Now, I must tell you, I read a book that was put out that explains that people that have had experience like I have, we wait to the last minute for things because we wait for all possibilities.
Well, and it might be how you work most efficiently.
It might be how I work. But yeah. If I'm not looking at something because I'm afraid, not looking at it hasn't gotten rid of the anxiety, has it?
No, or you're not looking at it because you think you should be different, you know, because, oh, you know, procrastination is bad. You know, people tell me that I'm not supposed to do that. But when I read people at soul level, we have like a manifesting blueprint, how we create. And there are people who were born to like put out fires and be super reactive and so last minute. And then there's people like myself that are instigators that take a heck of a lot of time to process. I'd be a horrible like emergency response person because someone would be bleeding to death. And I'd be like, wait, I need to process what's going on. Let me think about this, you know, but you need somebody that's, you know, quick, like that quick thinking. So we're all created differently and we need to do things based on how it feels for us and what works for us.
That's so funny that you brought that up because my best friend, and you know who she is, thank goodness she is who she is, right? Triple Virgo, spreadsheets, doesn't miss much, can juggle a bunch of things, but the level of detail, I don't get it. Right. I mean, it's just brilliant. And it's really interesting because I put in some bulbs, like flower bulbs mm-hmm. in the garden. I just had them in these little things, these pouches. And I'm like, that one is, I didn't look and say, these are this kind, that is this kind, this is this kind, this kind should go there. Yeah, just like, oh, I'm going to be surprised when they pop. That's my nature. There are people that would just absolutely want to dig them up.
Yes. And reorganize.
And reorganize them. And I love it when we can let people be who they are.
Yes.
But the thing I love about my best friend is she can tell when I'm going to that dark place. Right? She could tell. I don't have to say anything. She just looks in my eyes and she'll say something like, "What the bleep are you thinking now?" But I didn't have that 20 years ago. Mm. I think I'm grateful for the way that I had to learn it, because it got me here today. I'm a different person. What would you say to the people listening to the show to really give them insight as to the fact that there is a way to thrive? There is a way to live in the world of possibilities. And we may have to step in a few potholes or plant a few bulbs that are probably not going to look the best that somebody else would like. I know you're working with people today and you really work from a multidimensional energy point of view. Give us your insight here in the few minutes we have left.
Well, to answer your direct question about like that possibility, I'm going to regurgitate Michael Singer, who wrote The Untethered Soul. I listen to a lot of him because, I mean, he's truly amazing, although his advice is like, don't do it. He's like that Bob Newhart therapy video where the lady's like, "Oh, I'm coming in for therapy and I keep doing this." And he's like, "Oh, I can cure you in 5 minutes." He's like, "Stop it. Stop it. Just stop it. Oh, but I can't." Yes, you can. Stop it. I feel like he's kind of that way in the spiritual world. He's like, stop closing yourself. Just be open. But what I love about what he says is that allow experiences to happen. We start labeling, oh, this is good. This is bad. This shouldn't happen. This doesn't, you know, this makes me look a certain way. And when we label our experiences, we don't grow and learn and open from them like, you know, we were meant to. So even when things aren't going well, so when I'm struggling, I really try hard to say, you know what, this is a success. Even though this is like successfully struggling, in order to find the deeper meaning behind this, to fix what's not working, to learn something, to grow. So I really do my best to detach from, you know, good and bad, like, don't like. And I think that when we can do that and say, okay, what's underneath, what's not working, what are the energies there? Okay, great. And kind of have that neutral attitude. This is what I've learned, not helpful here. So let me now, you know, make different choices. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's like the best way that I can relate.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And you know why I love it? Because it's so hard sometimes. And I know you do such a beautiful job in your storytelling, because it's one thing to be a professor and teach somebody a concept. It's another thing to then demonstrate a story that relates to that concept. And that's what we did today. And that's what you do. I mean, not only do you do it in your show, but in the work you do with people, because the multidimensional approach you use, they're all pieces to a story, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Pieces to a puzzle.
See, that would be something a Virgo would say. I'm going to be saying there's something to like a Disney story. Either way, they get you the picture, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
I love it. Laura, again, thank you for today. I'd love to know your personal message, what you'd like to leave us with. And please give everybody your website again.
My website is lauragoldstein.com, first and last name, easy peasy. You can find links there to services, what I do, and Coffee with the Universe, my radio show based on my own morning practice and conversations with the universe over a good old cup of joe.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning us in and turning us on. Thank you, Laura Goldstein.
Thank you so much.
All right, everybody, a lot to unpack in the show today. But take it from somebody that understands the journey, the possibilities, and the result that you want. We'll see you in a few minutes. We'll be right back.
views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.